trees this Saturday morning. We've got questions from up starting in Prescott Valley on maple trees down to Tucson on palms and into Scottsdale with desert willow. But before we get there, a couple more points on our tree of the month, the desert ironwood. It's the only species in the...
in the Onea genus.
So they made this Onea genus and said, you know what, we're just going to put the ironwood, that's it, we're done.
It classified out, and the only species basically in the world fits into those characteristics, and that's the desert ironwood, because it's found only here in the Sonoran Desert. And it's basically used as a keystone or indicator species for the Sonoran Desert. Where you see the desert ironwood, you know you're here.
So as you're going out 10 to L.A. and you hit nothing but creosote flats, you know you're technically out of the Sonoran area.
Technically getting out of the Sonoran Desert Basin.
That's interesting. What else of those define the Sonoran Desert? You got your saguaros?
Your saguaro cactus, a lot of your organ pipe cactus, but they kind of bleed over a little bit into the Baja California area. But basically those are two of the main indicator species.
And it's protected.
Yes, the desert ironwood is a protected species. It's down the list, so if you have a piece of land that you're developing, you must salvage it if it's of any size. You cannot just destroy it. And that's where most of the larger desert ironwoods that you see in our landscapes, those have all been salvaged by tree companies and sold back to landscapers.
And salvaged from development?
From development in the native desert.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to start in Prescott Valley with Brett. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I've got a couple of concerns. When spring this year, I've had two to three trees totally die, and then one of my globules about half died. And my maple trees, I'm getting concerned now because they're starting to have a yellow tinge to a lot of the leaves, and I'm not sure what's going on, if it's something I'm doing or if it's bugs or what. And so I guess with the loss of those couple trees, and I'm getting concerned about my maples that I'm trying to get going, and if the yellowness to them, I deep water, but nothing seems to make them look lively anymore. I don't know what's happening.
And this is something that's gone on for just a short time. The trees have been otherwise healthy up till now?
In most cases, yes. They've been pretty healthy. And it just this year, it seems very, it's not all my trees, but I've got at least three maples that are yellow tinged, a couple of cherries that are, leaves are green and yellow. And so I'm starting to think it's bugs, but I don't know what direction to actually go.
Well, you know what? My advice would be to try to get to a local arborist. Somebody in your area, you can look up the ISA website, isa-arbor.org, and actually look, I'm sorry, isa-arbor.com, and find a certified arborist in your area who could come and maybe take a look at what you have going on there. Because with a couple of trees dying, you rightly are, you know, concerned that you might have something going on. If there's a pest or an insect, or could be some nutrient problems, you know, it's hard to say. You're doing well to irrigate. We've had a really long dry period these last several months, both here in the valley and across the state. So that's a good thing to address. But hard without seeing the tree to know exactly what you're looking at. Richard, you got anything you might want to add to that?
Just the yellowing of the leaves usually indicates some kind of a soil moisture issue, either too much or too little. The best thing I would do is probe the soil to really see what kind of soil moisture, even though you might be watering it deeply, you still might not have enough moisture around, or even too much around the root zone. And mulching around the trees is always a good idea.
Now, we weren't going to get into this until break three, but it kind of comes up relevant. What would be the benefit of going to ISA's website? They show up with a little form like this. Talk about your tree evaluation form.
Well, you know, certified arborists have training enough to be able to do some really basic diagnostic work. So, you know, we love to be able to go on site, put our eyes, do what we call a visual tree assessment. We can take, you know, actually look and see, look at the ground, look at the ground around, the conditions, the soil conditions, the environment in which the tree is growing, and then look at the tree from the roots, the trunk, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, and make a diagnosis, you know, based upon all those factors.
And in the Prescott Valley area, Quad Cities, Brett, we've got Vicente Landscaping and the Rosie Referral Network. You can talk to Chris and see if he can't put his old evil eye on it and help you along. We've got Jack, who wants to talk about willow trees, Peggy, ash trees, Gary, fan palms, and Paul, Chinese elms, all right after this.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.